Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Wide Bay's crime and health frontline staff are happier than they were last year. According to the Public Sector Commission's 2023 Working for Queensland survey, it found about a fifth of employees at some Queensland hospital and health services have indicated they want to leave their role as soon as possible. However, in the Wide Bay, it was about 12% of respondents, which is down from 13% the year prior. The Bureau of Meteorology says a high off the south of Australia will drop temps to around 10 degrees in the Wide Bay. Meteorologist Patch Clapp says the temps are normal for this time of year.
When we get to around April, we do start to see some of these kind of stronger southerly or southwesterly surges that bring this cooler, drier air up from further south.
A University of Queensland professor says hope for the Great Barrier Reef could be short-lived. Fresh research has found deeper parts of the reef are insulated from harmful heat waves and protected from coral bleaching. But Peter Bumby says that could change if the global temperature continues to rise.
Once the world's temperature rises 3 degrees above the pre-industrial temperatures, we would expect to see these things being lost, and then even the deeper water reefs will be experiencing warming events at the same time as the shallow water reefs.
Dispose of discarded fishing line. That's the message for fishing enthusiasts after a lemon shark was found tangled in 50 metres of line. Hervey Bay rangers believe the shark was caught around a tree in the shallow waters near Marsh Creek and died when the tide went out. It comes just days after an endangered mako shark was found dead on Garry Beach over the weekend. And briefly, a woman in her 20s is stable after she was hit by a car in Pyalba at 6:30 p.m. last night. The woman suffered a chest injury and is recovering in Hervey Bay Hospital.